Arise, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today we celebrate the dawning of a new light. For many of us, today is a day we put away our Christmas decorations and pack away memories for another year. And yet, the festival of Epiphany does not mark an ending. It is not a time for putting away or for hiding in the dark. Its origins are obscure, but we do know that Epiphany is an ancient celebration, and as the name suggests, refers to the revelation of God, the proclamation that the light of God has come. I have always loved Christmas and New Year celebrations, but in the midst of all the celebrating, the significance of Epiphany is sometimes lost. The Magi, or wise men, are reduced to characters in a nativity scene. And yet, as the story unfolds, we meet them today, not in the stable, but as they set out on a journey. A few years ago, my husband and I spent Christmas with our good friends and their three young children. And it was important for our friends to instill in their children a sense of wonder about the faith the wise men reveal. And they did this in a fun and creative way. Each night, as the children slept, the Magi and the Nativity were moved around the house. In the morning, the children ran throughout the house searching to see where their journey had taken them. And in their imagination, the Magi mysteriously moved from place to place as they made their way to find the baby Jesus. To add to the drama, our friends made the point of telling their children that these Magi moving around the house were foreigners, and not merely foreigners, they were Gentile foreigners called by God to witness to the newborn King of Israel. These wise men must have wondered, why us? They were, after all, strangers to the people of Israel. They did not speak their language. They had little to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were, in fact, astrologers, magicians of sorts, from the East. We can imagine that the people of Israel were shocked, even scandalized, that these magicians, these strangers, had been chosen by God for such an important journey. And the scandal of this ancient journey can call to mind for us our contemporary idea of journey. We journey in search of meaning, of spiritual depth, of an experience with God. And yet there are many others in our world whose journey is very different, a journey taken as a result of war or violence or disaster. Theirs is a journey by thousands, many refugees around the world today, some of whom we have met through our Welcome Box initiative here at St. Peter's. I recall a young man who told us the story of his walk across Afghanistan after his parents went missing, or two brothers from Syria who, after months away from home, have had no contact with their family. Theirs was a difficult journey full of suffering, even death. And now they find themselves alone in a foreign land with an uncertain future. Each story is different, yet they all have something in common. And this commonality in some way points to the one whose journey was first revealed to the wise men all those years ago. For this is what Epiphany is all about. I recently read a story about one man's experience as a boy growing up as a refugee in England in the 1960s. His name is Isaiah, which only adds to the significance of the story. Isaiah describes living on the outside, looking in, living in a bright new world, yet only seeing it through a dim and broken window, feeling like a stranger, longing to be welcomed home. He writes, As a young child on Christmas morning, I always wondered why Father Christmas didn't deliver gifts to me in the way he had to other children. Maybe he didn't like foreigners or poor people. I remember well having to participate with the other children in a game of show and tell. Every pupil would speak about their holiday, about Christmas dinner shared with family and friends, and they would bring and show the gifts they had received. One year, as with the others, my turn inevitably came, and again I had nothing to offer. It had been a difficult year, and my mother was not able to buy me gifts for Christmas. And yet, as I look back on that day, I recall something much more significant than the lack of gifts. I did not feel sad or embarrassed, as you might expect. I had on other occasions, but this time was different. I understood that my parents had a limited income, and I didn't blame them for being poor. I knew that I had been given a much better gift than any toy or game. When it was my turn to go up front in the class, I proudly told my teacher and the other pupils that I had been given the best gift for Christmas, better than any toy or game. I was given the gift of God Himself. Now, the children didn't believe me, but I knew it was true. Isaiah goes on to say that years later, looking back, he came to understand how his experience as a refugee, his poverty and suffering, had been part of his journey. And on that day, standing up before the others, he first understood that his journey had been leading him towards God. He came to see that although his life is often hard, God fills him with the deep joy of being known. God calls him, the stranger in the land, his friend. Now, I think this story rings true for us here today as well. It certainly does for me. We sometimes feel like strangers with those around us, alone, isolated, frightened. And we may feel this way today. Now, the other night, I had such an experience. I lay awake in my bed in fear, faced with the reality that one day, all I know will end. This life will be over. And what I thought will be left? Do I really believe what I preach each Sunday, that the light and love of Christ will envelop my life, my fears, and all that I hold dear? A few days later, during our weekly school service, I was speaking with the children about Epiphany and what it means to us today. As I was talking, a young girl interrupted me and said, "Reverend Julie, you always tell us that we have the light of God, that God is with all people all of the time. This is what the wise men said as well, and I believe it." That morning, in the words of a child, the truth of incarnation was revealed afresh in a way that I needed to hear it. We don't know what happened to the wise men after they left Jesus that day. But I think in returning home, they saw everything more brightly. The light they had found in a distant land turned out to be the light at the heart of their own land. In the end, Epiphany is about unveiling what Advent promises, that all people shall see the light of God. In Christ, the light has dawned that will never go out. A light of faith and hope and joy. A light by which strangers become friends. Amen.